Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. This is D Love, and I am with Real Talk 101 with you. Thank you for streaming with me today. And I am truly blessed, guys, to be interviewing my very special guest. Not only is she an author on Amazon's bestsellers list, she's a playwright, director, producer, and also publisher of Mayberry Publications. She's written many fictional romance novels, guys, and series. I mean, she's hot. She's hot, okay? Including her new hot release, The Billionaire Wives Club, all right? We got Breathless, In Love with an Alpha Billionaire, Mocha Chocolate, and, of course, my favorite, y'all, I can relate, Secrets of a Kept Woman. You can't help who you love. Guys, I am so excited to welcome romance novelist Shanae Green Dowdell to the show. Shanae, welcome, and thank you for sharing with us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dee. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, Shanae. You on the show,
yes.
Girlfriend. You got this heat. You cracking this heat, and you know we love, you know I am a bookworm, of course, and, you know, us bookworms, we can spot a juicy read, so... Thank you so much for joining me on the show. Now, Shanae, you know this is a 30-minute show, so, you know, right now I'm just going to ask some questions, and you can give me, like, some two-minute answers, and we're going to, toward the end, we're going to let our audience get all the information, have you share that with our audience. Also, anyone who calls in, my first or second caller, you will receive a signed copy of Shanae's book, okay? We will get a book to you, let you check this out and see what's cracking. So anyway, Shanae, let us know a little bit. I'm just going to ask some quick questions because you know our show is very short, but we can get so much accomplished in so little time. So just tell me, what inspired you to write and explore just this romantic theme through your writing? I mean, your genre is more like romance novels and stuff. So tell us, what's the inspiration behind all this?
Really, it is, I write for an outlet, just something creatively
yeah,
to do so that I could have, you know, an outlet to get away from the everyday life. I have so much going on in my life, you know. I have a sick husband, grandchildren that I'm raising, a lot of things that are happening in reality that I just need some time to slip away. And when I write,
absolutely,
I slip away into my own little world, and I'm able to create, you know, characters that make me laugh, characters that make me hot, characters that bother me.
Right.
You know, just different different things that I'm able to do with my writing and creativity that just takes me to a place where I'm able to get up and say, okay, you know, I have a big smile on my face. I enjoyed myself,
right,
while I was there and spending my time with the characters.
Absolutely. Well, you know, speaking of characters, and you just really pretty much answered my second question, because I was going to ask you, you know, what attracts you to this genre and its characters? Because, girl, let me tell you something. That Ronan Michaels on The Billionaire said, girl, he hot, okay? I just got to say.
He is hot.
And, you know, I mean, your characters are so classy, and I mean, they're chic, catchy. I'm just very, I'm so impressed. And I noticed, we're going to talk about your hot new release, which is the Billionaire series. The Billionaire Wives Club.
Yes.
I know that was your latest release, and so is this, we're talking about the Ronan, right? Is this Ronan? No,
yeah, that's Ronan. That's Ronan,
okay.
And Ruby.
Okay,
Ronan and Ruby, their story is a story that I thought of at first. The title was going to be To the Woman He Loves, and
mm-hmm,
I was thinking about a man being in love with his wife, and then
mm-hmm,
her having a tragedy happen to herself, and her not wanting to share that with him, and it created a rift in their marriage. And then he went out, and because he didn't understand what her change was and why it happened, he went out and sought the solace of another woman, and the wife ended up writing a letter to the other woman, saying to the woman he loves now. So it was that little twist that brought about the
But he's so fine, Shanae.
Yeah, he is very fine.
How can a man so fine be married like that? See, that's what I like, and we don't want to give it away too much because we want people to get out and grab a hold of this and catch on to this Shanae fever with these series you got going on, girl, because you got a huge, phenomenal following. I'm on board now. I am, of course, a bookworm by nature. I just love to read. I love to absorb words. And so, Shanae, here's the deal. I got a question. I noticed that you've written this in collaboration with Teresa Hodges. Okay,
yes.
So do you often collaborate with other writers as well?
I have never written a story whereas it was one combined story with another author. And so Teresa is the first person that I've done that with. And that's because Teresa is an author that signed under Shanae Green Dowdell Presents. And when I'm editing some of her work, she gives me the okay to go ahead and add some things in there if I feel like it's necessary. And so then when she reads back over it, she says, girl, I can't tell where your writing starts and where mine begins, you know. So
right.
we realize that we have our writing styles and our thought process in writing is very similar. So we said, well, why don't we just try to sit down and write a story together and see, you know, put her creativity with mine together and see what we could come up with. And that's how we came up with the Billionaire Wives Club, and it's really been a good collaborative effort. And I'm enjoying working with her, so we'll be writing some other books together as well.
Awesome. Well, then, Shanae, just tell us, which actors or actors would you like to see? Because we know that you are always tweaking and elevating and just wanting to continue to hone your creativity. So, hey, you're talking about taking these pages to the stages, girl, you know, because I was going to say, if you're looking for any actors, because, you know, I can play that little pretty girl on the page there, you know, and I'll be the maid if you want me to, because that's okay with me, too.
But if I was going to choose an actor for Ronin, I would say Channing Tatum would be Ronin. And and then as a female, I would make her Gabrielle Union because I think that Gabrielle can play. She can play that vulnerable role, and she can also come off as I'm about to snap your wig if you don't get your life together. So I like her. She can play both parts, and I think that she would be. That would be a good. They would have good chemistry on
together, exactly.
Or even, you know, in a movie. So, yeah, I would choose them to be Ronin and Ruby.
Right. Now, what other sexy collections are you working on that, you know, in terms of, like, is there a particular novel that you have in mind? Would it be the Billionaire series? I mean, because that one's pretty hot, but I'm going to tell you, I can relate to the Secrets of a Kept Woman? I mean, I can relate to that Shayla Wilson character, girl.
Shayla,
I really like that, too. That's real.
She is really the Billionaire series. We have to finish the Billionaire Wives Club series, so part two is coming out hopefully before the end of this year, and then part three will be coming out in the early part of 2016. And that will complete that series. So each series has three books in them. And unless there's, like, a really, really major demand for them, we pretty much end the series at three books. And so in the future, I do have some more black woman, white men romances coming because I'm intrigued by that whole genre and that whole writing style. And so, well, not style, but that whole, you know, writing bit. And so we have some more of that coming next year. But I also want to do some pure African-American romances, the old contemporary romances, just to show that love is love. It doesn't really matter the race. Because when I wrote the first multicultural story that I had, Breathless in Love with an Afro Billionaire, that actually was written for a black male lead and a white male, a black male lead and a black female lead. It just so happened that I changed it, but a lot of it, the chemistry that the two characters had, it all remained the same. It was just the difference in the races and the characters.
I totally can relate and agree with you 100% because that was actually going to be my next question and just kind of giving you my perspective on the interracial dating aspect because, you know, I mean, I'm just still looking at the whole twist of, like, you know, the different, what is it, the love, the betrayal, the deceit, but more importantly, the fantasy.
Right, and see, that's a whole part of the black woman, white man experience. Some people see it as a fantasy. Some people see it as a reality because they are actually living this, and then some people see it as something that they think is taboo or don't want to even touch that subject or they get upset about it. But the whole thing is love. For a long time, as black women, we've thought, well, the only person who will love us or that we will seek love from is a black man. And unfortunately, a lot of sisters are sitting around still waiting on that guy with that image in her head that she's been looking for. So, you know, in these books, I try to show that you can find love in probably the most unexpected places that you thought that you could find them in. And that whole fantasy of romance, you know, it's in the books that we write because we want romantic stories with sprinkles of realism all the way through them and stories that a woman can at the end say, okay, well, I can see that happening to me. But the book Billionaire Wives Club is a little deeper. It's a little more The Breathless in Love with the Alpha Billionaire was a little more fluffy. It was just a cute little love story. But the Billionaire Wives Club really touches some strong issues that people have to deal with every day. Like the lead character, female character, is dealing with cancer, and she doesn't want her husband to know that she has cancer. Some people thought, I got some reviews back that said, oh, that's so unrealistic, but I even had people who inboxed me and said, you know what, I went through the exact same thing, and I didn't want anyone to know. So,
absolutely.
You know, one person's reality is a fantasy for someone else.
Absolutely, and that's why I was thinking in terms of it is written in fictional genre, but it's like you are still, to me, the only difference is the fact that it's not directly directed at a specific person unless it's a memoir or something like that. But these are everyday life issues that we deal with every day. The storytelling is saying, hey, you're right. Here's a little scenario here. You know what I mean? Because to be truly honest, these things are definitely more real than fiction.
Right. And the only thing that we can do is, I get you. And the only thing that we could do as writers is we have the ability to make that all come out as a happy ending, to try to give a resolution, when in reality, sometimes we don't get the resolution and we don't get the happily ever after. But
absolutely.
In the books, we can try to take all of the roadblocks and the situations that people have to deal with, fighting cancer, dealing with a cheating husband, you know, women coming at your husband, different things that, you know, not having enough money, having too much money. All these issues, as a writer, we're able to take those things and say, okay, we're going to mix all this in the pot. We're going to, you know, let these situations happen to our characters, but at the end, we're going to allow them to find a resolution and a way to resolve it. And sometimes I write, especially like in the Secrets of a Kept Woman series, I wanted each book has some type of issue that the women are going through in that book. So whether it's book one, book two, book three, each of them have an issue that the women are going through. And I wanted to write realistic, even though it's fiction, realistic ways that women can deal with these type of situations and actually think. So I want you to be entertained and be able to snap your fingers and sit on the edge of your chair. But at the end, I also want you to say, you know what? maybe I need to talk to my friend instead of being upset with them. Or
right.
maybe I need to talk to my husband. Or maybe I need to leave this guy because he's treating me in a way that I don't need to be treated.
Right. So, that's true. That's true. Yeah. And you really, really nailed it for me, because that was actually what I had written down on my notes, because I'm like, hey, you know, I was like, are there any real winners amongst the real players here? You know what I mean? It's like, whoa,
yes.
How do we, you know, how are we rolling the dice here? I mean, I can definitely relate, and I mean, I can relate to pretty much all of the characters in a sense, in some way, shape, form, or fashion, but it is, I think it's just so awesome that you can just take these characters and just make them, just so real, so hot, so sexy, so colorful in your writing. And of course, I am looking for my first or second caller. I am giving away a signed copy of Shawnee's book. Would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, she is standing by to take your questions. Of course, you can also go online and archive our an episode if you were not able to tune in. Shawnee, tell us real quick, give us some information on how to contact you. You have your publication business, and so is Mayberry Publications. So you also offer help and mentoring or whatever to help anyone who may be interested in having you perhaps write a memoir for them or help them tweak some sort of, book that they may want to write. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if anyone is interested in writing a memoir, actually publishing their book, whether it be fiction or nonfiction, then I can give you some guidance on the actual setup of getting your book actually set up, the formatting, the editing, the steps that you need to take to set yourself up as a self-publisher. Especially fiction, if it falls into the genres that I'm interested in, then you can go to my website, look on the submission page, and see if I would be interested. You know, if it's something of my interest, because I have all my interest listed there, the things that I would be interested in publishing, then you can go there and find those guidelines on www.nayberry.com, and you'll see all the guidelines there. But anyone else, you can contact me through the contact link on the page, and I will get back with you. Just let me know all the specifics of what it is exactly that you're looking for, and I'll take it on a case-by-case basis and see how I can help you.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, because I know that you got some other books you've written as well, Keeping It Tight, The Longest Night, and Mocha Chocolate. So you've got some great content out here. I mean, very inspirational, colorful. I'm excited, and so you know, I definitely believe. I just know in my heart that God has got some great, great things in store for you. And I mean, with this, people love entertainment. I mean, this is good stuff. But yet, it's real and it hits home. So, you know, guys, if you are looking to tweak your life and you enjoy reading like I do, and just enjoy a great fictional romance novel with handsome and beautiful characters, we need to give Shawnee a call. Shawnee, I mean, she's proven that she's got this down. And so I definitely want to hook you guys up and help you out, get you guys a book, you know, keep you entertained on a Saturday morning. I mean, or a Saturday evening, wherever you find the time to read, just you know, check it out. And Shawnee, I guess my thing is, where would you like to see your writing go? How far? I know we talked about the stage plays and different things like this. Would you keep it in the romance genre aspect, or just kind of venture out and do a little something different?
I would. Romance it comes easy to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I will always do romantic stories, but I would like to get into some deeper issues, because all of my books have those deeper issues seated in them.
Hold on 1 second. I have a caller. 1 minute. Hey, caller. Good afternoon. Thanks for calling. This is D-Love. Who am I speaking with? Okay, somehow she got dropped. Call back, caller. Somehow your phone hung up.
I guess they say, I want to try
back.
I know.
We got like 10 minutes, but it dropped. I don't know. Sometimes if they don't connect, if you don't, you just got to hang in there, and then I can click you on.
Okay.
Call back so you can get that signed copy from Shanae. We'd love to hear back from you. I don't know what happened, but give us a call back. So, yes, I was thinking in – oh, there she – hold on. Okay. I don't know what happened. I don't know if they just can't. Somehow they called, and I tried to click them on, and it didn't go through. So,
yeah.
Anyhow.
But like I was saying, my issues – they are seated deeply in there, like social issues, issues about equality, racism, some of those things. I would really love to do either a timepiece, a play, you know, and put it in that format so that it will be something that will be forever remembered, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? So
mm-hmm.
I would love to do something on that scale. Also, I would love to see, to move past just books and plays and do something like a sitcom. That would be awesome. I would love to do something like that, even if it's about a romantic interest or comedy, something in the romantic comedy area. I would love to do something like that in the future.
Absolutely. I love romantic comedies. I am a romantic at heart. Generally, my DVD collection is comprised of more. It has to have a little romantic twist to it always, a little happy ending. So I definitely can appreciate a good romance novel. I mean, and it goes a little bit beyond romance, but what makes romance novels so distinctive from the other genres is because it is there to inspire. There's a lot of sexiness going on, sensualness going on. You know, it goes a little deep. You're dealing with relationships, and so that's all good. And I'm just glad that you are just taking this to a whole new level. And so I guess my other question to you is, like, who is your favorite?
My favorite. Well, now my favorite seems to have retired because I stalk her page on Facebook every so often just to see if she has posted anything, and that is Darian Lee. She had a series of books that started with the All That and a Bag of Chips, and I absolutely love her writing style, but she hasn't put anything out recently. So my new favorite is a new author by the name of DJ Parker, and she has an interracial series out there, and it's really, really good. I think it's called Dipping in the Sand.
Right. Well, Shanae, there is no doubt that God has blessed you with so much talent, creativity, to take all this information that you're so passionate about, and just, you know, put it into action. You know, you got your action and emotion, girl. I have to give it to you. And I'm just so happy to have you on the show. And I would certainly like to have you come back and just let us know, you know, what you're doing, what other projects that you are working on, and, you know, let our listeners and the people that, you know, my followers that do go on my page and see what's out there, to just kind of see what you got and what, you know, and just maybe we can inspire them a little bit to just write. Because writing is good, and it doesn't really matter what your passion is. It's just the fact that you just enjoy reading and just, it's almost like projecting yourself into someone else's life, right? It's kind of like escaping in a sense.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah, and
I love
you leave
it.
A piece of yourself, you leave a piece of yourself with each reader, because even if you write fiction, so somewhere deep inside of that fiction, each character has a part of you inside of them. And one thing, like, I will say this because I know we're about to wrap up. I was writing the other day. I was dealing with just thinking about some things that happened with my past and some things with my daughter that I'm dealing with. And I sat down and I wrote probably the most powerful piece that I've ever wrote. And it was like so many tears. And I titled it 1,000 words because it was stopped at about 1,000 words. I said 1,000 words, 1,000 tears. So 1,000 writing is very cathartic. I know that word came from you know, it's an old word, you know, but I heard it from Tyler Perry when he was talking about Oprah, and she told him, you know, to write because it was cathartic, and it really truly. It's a passionate thing to do. So you can sit down, pour your passion onto the page, and then if you have the right way to format it and put it together and create a story, you can give that to other people as a gift so much, you know, so that they can read it and be touched by it in the same way and hopefully be able to be either inspired or just be able to make it through their day or through their you know, their week or month or whatever. So it's a powerful thing to be able to write and write with purpose. And some of the things I write have a specific purpose. Some of the things that I write are just for entertainment. So, but, yeah, I really enjoy what I do.
Well, it's all good, and I'm totally with you. It's funny you mentioned that word about 1,000 words because that was something, that, believe it or not, the Lord had, it was like a revelation the Lord had brought to me one time. He gave to me, and I was like, wow, you know, my exact words were, your contact can really say 1,000 words. It can really, like a picture says 1,000 words, right? And that content can say 1,000 words, and it can really, really mean something. And but more importantly, as you said it, having a meaning, and that's why I so enjoy reading and literary work. I can get into any type of genre because I enjoy learning. So, Shanae, I certainly appreciate you being with us, and I just want to know, what advice would you give to someone real quick in about a minute or so if, you know, who want to pursue their passion in writing, and you know how those mental blocks come along and it kind of discourage you, and you're like, Dave, I can't think. Can I go back, you know? Right.
I think some of the things that's very important is like when that passion hits, make sure that you write then. If you if you're busy and you're at work, say for instance you're at work or you're somewhere where you can't get to a paper and pen, if you can stop and at least record a message on your phone so that you can hear that passion that you have right then and record and listen to it later. That's a good thing to do. Another thing to do is when you have that passion and you understand your vision and you're seeing it clear, write it down step by step all the way through. If you say, okay, chapter one, I want to say this. Chapter three, I want to say that. And so that way when you get to find yourself sitting down writing and you say, well, I'm lost, well, then you can go back to that paper and say, okay, this is what I wanted to do. And somewhere deep inside of you, it'll come back to you. At that time, you know it.
You know, I've learned that as a writer. I've done many, you know, just earning my degrees and everything, the few that I have, I've learned that, you know, you have to write down things. You can't rely on your memory because you got a million other things going through your mind. And then you, you know, you may have gotten this awesome idea and you forget, right? And you may think of it maybe 2 weeks down the road, but you need that now. So, Write it down. Well, it's been wonderful, Ms. Shanae. Thank you so much for being with us. Certainly enjoyed you coming on the show. I certainly would invite you back on the show. We will definitely be in touch. Thank you so much. We got like 50 seconds. I'm going to go ahead and talk to you guys. We do have the R Factor wrapping up next week. Look forward to hearing from you guys. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Ms. Shanae Green Dowdell.
Thank you
for being on the show. Looking forward to reading those books, girl. And I got some books I'm sending out, guys. Y'all got to hit me up, all right? All right, peace out. Thanks, Ms. Shanae. Have a great one.
Thank you.
God bless.
You too.
Bye-bye.